Hi there, it's Vicky here from Online Marketing Basics for Busy Website Owners. And welcome to this episode of the podcast, where I'm going to reveal to you a rather balmy idea that I have had in the past week or two that I want to share. I'm sure you can guess what it is by the title, but before I get to my crazy madcap scheme, I'm going to walk you through in this episode the benefits of blogging on your website for your small business and a little bit of history about the success that I've had with blogging and what you can achieve for your own business website by blogging regularly. So stay tuned and I'll see you in a minute. I'm Vicky Jakes, and in this podcast, I'm aiming to bring you no-nonsense advice on how to drive more traffic to your small business website so that you can start making more money. It will be packed full of hints and tips, jargon-free, and a chance for us to geek out together on a weekly basis. So let's crack on with this week's episode. There are over 600 million blogs in the world today, out of over 1.7 billion websites. When there is so much content out there, it can be hard for small businesses to think that blogging is anything but a waste of time away from selling your products and services, especially when you have or when you hear the siren call of social media, which seems much more quicker to create, easier to post, and more throwaway. So as a small business owner, you might be wondering, is blogging still worth it? And I'm here in this episode of Online Marketing Basics for Busy Website Owners to say, yes, it is. And so let me outline why I love blogging so much. So I don't know if you know this about me. I'm not sure I've spoken about it on the podcast before, but one of my side hustles back in 2011 was I wanted to be a travel blogger after seeing awesome bloggers have a lot of success with it, get lots of traffic, do lots of guest posting, be paid to stay in amazing venues around the world. They basically turned their backpack years into full-time careers. And clearly, looking at these guys, it was possible to write about what you loved, right? And gain an interested audience who were willing to then pay to read your book or buy your merchandise. And I studied this whole game very intently. Blogs have also made superstars out of entrepreneurs like Pat Flynn and Tim Ferriss, right? Who both took the time to write down their expertise in the written form. And I was super keen to see if I could find success with blogging too. Also, you know this about me because I have spoken about this on previous episodes. I worked in a corporate space making websites for the healthcare and pharmaceutical industry, where there was very little room for innovation and free, fast thinking. And doing this stuff in my free time was my way of keeping my finger on the pulse of what worked out in the world of websites. And it just kept me in touch, right, with what was going on. So I had a thing that I loved. I loved travel. I enjoyed writing very much. I loved making videos. And I set to work to blog about a lot of the travels that me and my husband had been on. And turn that into over 3 years into a website that was able to generate thousands of visits a month and a YouTube channel alongside it, which had minor successes. A couple of vids went particularly viral on there, and I got sent the odd bit of free merchandise. I wasn't able to quit my job for it, but it was a lot of fun. I had a basic strategy, right? Study what others who were more successful than me were doing and try and emulate it with my own style. Write consistently because I saw that they did as well. Create posts that have headlines that were just irresistible to click, and create posts that had useful content, like either entertaining the reader or helping them. And despite not being able to quit my job and have this amazing career as a full-time blogger, what this process was able to help me understand was the mechanics of blogging and how blogging can help generate traffic to websites. So, you know, I was able to take this knowledge and bring it back to the day job, right? And blogging taught me that you can build your website's domain authority for key phrases, right? But only if you do it regularly and you write titles that really dial into the search terms, like the long tail search terms that your ideal customer is searching for. And I also found the more I wrote, the better I was able to convey my ideas as well. It helped me create a tone of voice. And it also inspired me to seek out content all the time. I was constantly on other people's blogs, seeking out new blogs, commenting on other blogs, just to see what was going on out there in the world. And the very act of doing that just made me a better blogger. It made me a better writer. I was able to absorb writing styles. I was able to absorb what I felt worked, what I felt didn't work. I also got much better at studying my data, my Google Analytics as well, and understanding what posts were working and what weren't. And I began to ask for feedback from my readers. I'd never done this with my website ever before, and actually asked for comments on posts. I had a lot of success with titles like the Ultimate Glastonbury Packing List, which was like a useful post. Driving Through Fire on an Indian Road, like that had a title that was intriguing, like full of mystery. How to Kiss the Blarney Stone, which is useful. Again, like things that people would be searching for, or things that would make them click. I had so much fun doing that blog for those years. But unfortunately, alas, the babies came along and the travel opportunities dried up for me. And I had like every intention of being like this mum that traveled with kids, but life got in the way. So I looked at where I was at. I was a mum, a new mum. I thought I'd seek out mummy blogs and start studying them. So I did. I loved blogs like Slummy, Single Mummy, and the Mumsy Mum. They were very savvy and very media friendly, right? They were women like me who'd worked the corporate jobs and then decided to create blogs about what it was like to be mums. I studied them and I saw that they proactively reached out to PR companies for products to review. They proactively built their email lists to drive traffic to their blogs when they published them. And I was keen to understand if writing about being a mummy would bring me fame and fortune in the same way. I was bored. I just wanted to see if the world of blogging actually had changed that much in the few years since I'd done travel blogging. So I consistently blogged again, creating content that was useful and entertaining. And I managed to score the odd free ticket to the zoo, a bit of merch, but I definitely didn't dial into the success that I'd had with travel blogging. I think because by this point, blogging wasn't the thing that it was in the kind of early 2010s. Most bloggers had kind of switched over to Instagram, which had a bigger and very, very much like a near instant audience in terms of the feedback that you could get. So if you post something on Insta, you could get recognition in minutes, not have to wait for Google to pick you up on one of its crawls, you know, and maybe like one of your posts might rank on page two on a search results page. And, you know, even though it was a really good post, be buried but on social media, people would see that post straight away and be able to respond to it straight away. So you could see the appeal. And I very quietly shelved my mummy blogging dreams. And instead, I kind of moved on to study how small business was using their website blogging functions. And so when I went into business on my own and left my corporate career in 2018, I started writing. Because it was the one thing that I knew. And I got on medium.com and tried to write every single day. Medium.com was a glorious place in 2018. You could actually make money and build your audience really quickly before they kind of moved to like a really publisher-focused, like publisher-focused content rather than kind of user-generated content. As I was writing, I loved being on Medium and kind of connecting with other writers. And looking out at the small business clients that I started to deal with, the abandoned blog seemed commonplace, right? Daily blogging, when I talked about, I write every day, like my customers or prospects would look horrified. blogging was very low down on the priority list, right? And social media was much more attractive. And I totally get it. I mean, am I talking about you right now? Is that you and your blog? Is it really low down on the priority list? I mean, I've got a confession to make, right? I sometimes in the past 3 years of being in business on my own have abandoned my own blog. Despite loving blogging, knowing the benefits of blogging that it can bring to your business, like the visibility of being found for a particular keyword or a key phrase. And yet I've gone months sometimes without blogging. It's a terrible thing. Just because my priorities have changed as a business owner. I totally get it. And I know that blogging only works if you do it regularly. But life gets in the way. And it got to, May 2020, last year. And I looked around at my blog and I'd been working very hard building my business up, building my email list up. It was in the thousands by this point. But I hadn't posted on my blog in 7 months, 8 months, something like that. And there I was running a membership, a paid membership, saying to people, blogging is so good for SEO, guys. Like, try and put out a blog post once a week. You will be found eventually for that content. But it's going to take 6 months. It's going to take a year, right, for you to build that authority. And yet I was letting months pass by without building my own authority. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of the writing that I'd done in that first year of writing on Medium and then also writing on my own blog had meant that actually I was getting a lot of traffic to my website without having to blog regularly. But that's a lazy approach, especially because I was teaching people how to be better bloggers. So I decided to come up with a crazy plan, which was to blog every single day in June and talk about the process of blogging, and talk about my frequently asked questions and try and connect with other bloggers. And I did it in a free Facebook group, and some lovely people, about 10 people in my group, decided to join along with me, which was awesome, absolutely awesome, because I wasn't expecting to have anyone want to do this. It's a bit like, you know, when Forrest Gump starts running in the movie and then he kind of turns around and there's like a little crowd of people running after him. That's kind of what I felt like. And so we kicked off at the beginning of June, and started writing our blog post. And as usual, I hadn't planned this very well. So I thought I would be batch writing loads of posts up front, but I pretty much hit every single day like, oh, I've got to write a blog post. I pushed myself hard, right? I really did. I made time every single day to sit down and write. I have a process for how I put my blog posts together. So I do the title first, and then I write the first paragraph, and then I write the headlines of the post, and then I go away. And then I come back and I fill in all of the gaps. And ideally, a blog post shouldn't take me longer than an hour or an hour and a half. If it's a really long one that's quite technical and I have to explain how a thing works, I mean, sometimes that can take me half a day. Mostly, I was keeping up. I do remember one evening where I was really tired. I'd been working quite a lot, prepping as well. I was doing a big promo, like one of my 5-day challenges at the end of the month. And it got to like 10:30 and I turned around to my husband and I was like, oh, I haven't written my blog post yet. And because I've been like, part of the challenge was to post my posts in my free Facebook group. If I didn't, people would be going, oh, has Vicky posted today? So I just made myself sit down and do it. I know, right, I know how well writing for my own blog has done for my traffic, right? I've seen it in the past, but I honestly, like within a week of writing every single day, I saw an uplift from organic Google search traffic without doing any extra promotion. It was almost like instant in the world of Google, right? Within 7 days, I saw a lift, an increase in natural search traffic. So, I mean, that definitely drove me to continue doing that for the rest of the month. It was a really good discipline. I didn't end up doing 30 days, though. I actually did 19 published posts and one unpublished post. So it ended up being the 20 days of blogging, not 30. And it was because I had a big promo coming up and I just couldn't do all of the things. I mean, the way I thought about it, because I was really pleased, by the way, because if I'd written 20 posts once a week, then that would have been half a year's worth of content, right, in 3 weeks. So I was super happy. I wrote a really varied collection of posts, and I highly recommend having a varied kind of selection of posts on kind of your blog. How-tos, comments on your industry, roundups where you review other people's blogs or talk about news, responses to a thing that's happened in your industry. Answering a frequently asked question. I mean, if you're not doing that in your blog posts, like, start doing that immediately. So I specifically started with news. Right. So the news within your business right now is a really great thing to write about. So if anything's changing in your business or if you're doing a promotion, then you definitely should be writing that down and letting your customers know about it, because you're doing it via social media, right? So you're probably doing it in your email list. So why do we not do it on our blogs? And if you're thinking, I don't have anything new to say, you are not looking hard enough at your business, right? Maybe you've got a new product to sell, a new service to provide. Maybe you're using a new tool that you've just bought and you want to review it. Maybe someone's featured you on their blog, right? If you are sharing it on your social media profile, then go and share it on your blog as well. So the second biggest thing that I wrote about was lots and lots of useful content about the things that I know about. I know this appeals to my readers because this is where I see in the stats that people love how to create a online marketing strategy is one of my my biggest traffic drivers. I also rank really well for how to get up and running with Google Analytics. I also do really well for how to pick a scheduling plugin for your WordPress website. Who would have thought? I've become really well known for that one. So I just wrote a lot about the things I'd just been asked about in my challenges, and my members, I thought they'd like to see that in blog posts. You might have a commonly asked question that you're always getting asked, right? Having it available as a blog post is so useful, because you can just wang that link over to the person, or post it in a Facebook group comment thread, right? If you can batch post these, and then batch post them, that can just be such a useful thing to have on your blog. And I highly recommend it, is to just think about all the frequently asked questions that you have, write posts about them, and just get them up on your site, scheduled out, and just do that without second thought. I talked about the process of writing and blogging as well. So there were quite a few posts about that, like how I run my business, how I write my posts, why I got into blogging, the different blogging platforms that you can use. I also talked about the ways that I work, new processes. Like, people want to know, like, how you do the things that you do, not necessarily the helping stuff, not necessarily the news, but stuff about you. Don't underestimate, like, how attracted your ideal customers will be in the process of creating your product or your service. If you make a thing, can we see how you make it? If you deliver a service, can you tell us how you deliver it and why you deliver it that way? I also did some tried and tested blog post types as well, like the blog roundup. And this is basically where you link to your favorite blog posts from the previous week and just do a quick summary of each of them. So it's quite handy that I had a little tribe also doing the 30 days of blogging challenge with me. So I was able to link to their posts and do a little review of what they were doing as well. And then I just took a look through my inbox, all the emails that I'm subscribed to, and just saw the news from the creators that I follow, the marketing companies that I follow, the software companies that I follow, and did a roundup of their news, linking back to them as well. You might be wondering, why on earth would I link someone off my site to someone much bigger in my space or to a software company? I want to keep them on my site, right? Well, look, actually, what you're doing with a blog roundup is you're curating content, right? So if you blog consistently enough, your readers are going to know that you put out useful content. They're going to know about your news. They're going to know about your processes. So why don't you tell them about the things that you like, that you're inspired by? And this is where the blog roundup works really well. And what it does from an SEO standpoint is tell Google who your peers are and the sites, the websites that you like to be associated with. And we know Google loves a little bit of backlinking. So play the game. I also, as I was starting to dry up on the subjects, looked to the things I was talking about already in my membership. So we talk in the Supercharger website membership. So we talk about a different topic every week. So I looked to those topics and wrote useful blog content that I could direct my members to. So, you know, last year, a big week was the Facebook Ads week, where we're talking about how to install your pixel and how to set up a business manager account. And I was able to, you know, create things that might already be readily found online, but in my own voice, in my own style, and share those posts in the membership rather than the members feeling like they have to go out and Google certain things. And this was really great as well, because I could take those blog posts and cut them up into social media posts, just taking like a couple of lines here or there to use as snippets in an Instagram post, in a Facebook post. I could start to repurpose the blog content that I was writing. I still do that, by the way. Another thing that I did was I updated old blog posts to make them relevant for 2020. There was lots of old links and references to dates, and considering some of the posts that were referencing a couple of years previously were actually driving a lot of traffic to my site, I thought it was time for an update. And that is great for SEO, by the way, to go in and update already well-performing blog posts for modern times, as long as you don't update the URL. And if you do, make sure you redirect it. And then, by the way, I wrote about that method of how to update old blog posts as a blog post. Well, you know, I was writing about my processes. Why not waste that opportunity? I tell you what, right? After a couple of weeks of blogging every single day, I would look around and everything became a blogging opportunity. I did plan, I wasn't just fly by the seat of my pants every single day, but I did plan a couple of big long form content posts for my website as well. And they're really useful. Like, they're like your sort of 2,000 to 3,000 word tomes that really help solidify your reader's impression that you know what you're talking about with a particular topic. And it also helps Google think that way about you as well. So I wrote some big pieces about WordPress. And also, I just started to use a new membership plugin called MemberPress, and I wanted to talk about that and help my audience understand how to get up and running with that as well. And that has become a really important post that drives a lot of traffic to my website. And actually, it went on to inspire a new course that I'm creating and launching later on in the spring. I kept pretty busy last June, and I couldn't get there with 30 days. My challenge came along. I started to write big posts that I wasn't finishing, and then the backlog started, and I just decided to stop and not put myself under the pressure. I just sort of put my hands up and went, yep, you got me. But I was super happy with where I got to. And the benefits for my website were incredible, actually. Compared to the previous period, my site saw an improvement in traffic from search engines by 200%. So in just 1 month, I saw an increase from search engines of 208%, to be precise. There was definitely a decrease in the amount of time spent on my site and a slight increase in the bounce rate, but I think that's due to the extra variation of content that was found on the site. I've never looked back. I've seen an uplift of organic search traffic ever since. That's nearly a year ago. And I maintained and continued to blog for a very long time after that. I wasn't going to let the work that I did in June go away. And the blog turned into a podcast, the one you're listening to. So this is put out as a weekly like post using like the blogging format on my website. And I've been doing that since end of September 2020. With only the odd break here and there. And I don't do written blog posts that don't include my podcast so much anymore. And that's been okay, right? Because I've seen an incredible increase in search traffic from having a podcast post that goes out every week. And I've seen incredible uplift in my profile with Google from being syndicated out as a podcast as well. But I'm acutely aware that my blog is missing out on written content, that I could just ping a link to someone who's asking me a question about something without making them go away and have to like listen to a podcast episode. There's things that need screenshots. There's things that need a video. And that can't always be communicated by going off and listening to one of my blog posts. And I don't put a full transcription of my blog post episode in those posts. I really encourage people to listen. Like, there's a summary with timestamps of like points in the podcast that you can jump to. But if I want to show people, this is how you set up a Facebook pixel on a WordPress site. This is where you go to do SEO listing in Shopify. This is how to add a header and a footer in Wix. These are things I get asked multiple times a week, right? And this isn't knowledge I want to sell, right? In my membership, I love answering the comments that people ask in there, like the questions that people ask in there. And I could just post a quick link to my blog post. That would be so much easier than repeating the same thing again and again. And I know that if I have more useful content like that on my website, I could potentially see another uplift in search traffic. So with this in mind, I'm sure from the title, you've been waiting to hear it, but I'm going to do another challenge, another blogging challenge in May 2021. But I'm not going for 30 blog posts in 30 days this time. I am so confident that I've got enough short form blog posts to write that I am going to go for 100 blog posts in 30 days. I have no idea what I'm doing. I've never seen anyone do 100 blog posts in 30 days challenge. You can Google 30 posts in 30 days. You can Google 100 posts in 100 days. But I haven't seen anyone go for 100 posts in 30 days. And I'm doing this because I want to give my blog a shot in the arm that it needs from a written content point of view. I also genuinely think I have 100 possible things that I can write about that will help people. This is how to do the thing that you are searching for. So I am going to be outlining this week that you're listening to this episode of the podcast, my titles first. So I'm going to be opening up a Trello board and bashing out 100 cards in that Trello board with the titles of things that I want to write about. And I think that's probably going to take me a couple of hours, right? And then I'm going to go away and take the first 30 of those that I think could be written fairly quickly. I'm going to spend the day batch writing them. Now, by short form post, what I mean is I'm going to answer like quick questions that people are always asking for in my world. Like, how do I do this simple thing in WordPress? How do I do this simple thing in MailChimp? How do I do this simple thing in the Facebook Ads Manager? What's the answer? What's the answer to this question? Right. I would happily answer it for people as a comment in a Facebook group or talking to them direct, but I want to immortalize my answers as blog posts. And so I'm going to get those short form ones done first. And then I'm going to schedule some roundups and do some reviews as well. I'm also going talk about my processes a lot more than I ever have done, that don't necessarily relate to like helping someone, but actually just talk about the inside of my business. And I'm really looking forward to that, considering in May, it's going to be 3 years since I went self-employed. And I've got a lot of things that I want to talk about that have happened in that time as well. And I'm sure what's going to happen along the way as I'm doing this is that the blog posts opportunities are just going to present themselves to me as well. I've mentioned this to my membership. I've touted it. And the looks of horror that I've got from the members on some of the Zoom calls I've been on have made me chuckle. Aside from Danelle, who's in the Supercharger website membership, who was really up for trying 90 posts in 30 days. Good luck to you, Danelle, if you're up for it. She's just done so well since she's joined the membership, consistently writing. By consistently writing, she's just got more confident with how to present and market her jewelry business. I know it can work. I'm not sure I'm going to be joined by anyone else writing 100 posts in 30 days, but people don't need to, right? I'm going to do this for you guys listening, the people in my membership. And I'm going to be back to report on the results, of course, but my head is going to be very deeply in my blog this month. And I can't wait. I can't wait to be writing again and expressing myself. I can't wait to see what the results are going to be from Google. And I can't wait to help people with the content as well. So I hope you found this episode inspiring and giving you the inspiration to go away and start writing on your blog if you haven't done it for a while. Don't worry if you haven't. Gosh, I've had months away and come back and started writing again and can see the benefit. And your audience will thank you for coming back and writing. Stay consistent with it, right? At least once a week will be perfect. And do reach out and let me know how you get on with your own blogging. I'd love to know. And also reach out and let me know how crazy you think this is as well. I'm going to try and be as accountable as possible over on Instagram stories. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, come and find me. I'm Hey Vicky Jakes, and I'd love to connect with you. Do go and follow and subscribe to this podcast if you really enjoyed this episode. And please leave a review if you really loved it. It makes iTunes and me very happy when you leave a review over there. And it helps this podcast be seen by more people. We've done incredibly well getting to countries, getting into the top 100 marketing podcasts in countries I never thought we'd be in. So thank you once again if you are a regular listener and you've been part of the journey of online marketing basics for busy website owners so far. I love and appreciate you all very much. And I will see you in the next episode.